listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. My mic's working today.
Okay, everybody. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, Vic. And tonight, well, I'm better than I thought I would be, considering the wisdom tooth situation. I'm sticking with it. I know I got a very anxious co-host here. And, oh, there we go.
There he is.
My microphone was way up on top of my head there.
Yeah, we missed, at least I missed most of what you were saying at the beginning there. I don't know if you picked it up.
All right. Let's take it back from around top there. Mike, can we take it around from the top?
I guess Mike
can. Just my theme music, not the whole intro. All right, well, anyhow. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Yes. Now that's better. I think I can even hear myself. Yes, do a lot better today, considering that my wisdom tooth situation. I didn't think I was going to be able to make the show, but you know what? I'm here, and we're going to go ahead and do the show. I don't know exactly what we have going on for this evening. I know my co-host was anxious to do his part of music episode.
Yeah.
We might have a special guest come on the show.
We might.
I don't want to say his name.
We're not going to. But I just got a message about 10 minutes ago. So we'll see if we can get an update. But I do have songs. I do have music. I'm excited about this, man. I was telling my girl yesterday. I was like, yo. This is a fun episode. Like, we do it. This is something I always wanted to do. Like, because to me, like, I love doing the revolution, right? I've met so many people over the last few years doing this, you know? And people that are either people like you that, you know, you've been fighting this for years, and I'm like, enthralled to fight by you side by side every night. And then I've been very lucky enough to have some people that actually like what I do, and some people I've even woken up, and people have been grateful for that, which is awesome, because I've been grateful to other people. But it all started with music, and I've had different people from all over for all the years. Hip-hop is my first love, man. Hip-hop is my first love. Like, when I get broke, which happens, the first thing I'll buy is speakers. And I might not be big speakers, but even before a laptop, that's the first thing, man. I got the test there. Let's see if we can grab. Do you have the contact info from the pimp there, Mikey Masab Mike? So, anyways, okay, cool. Thanks. So, So yeah, hip hop is my first passion. It's what put me onto all this stuff in the first place. And like, I've had people over the years say, yo, man, you should be a DJ. You should be a DJ because you know your stuff and you can blend it in with music that is really like, because I'm a fan of lyricism, right? I like lyricism. But if you got a corny flow and your beat's whack, that's still like, that's not optimal. You know what I'm saying? I like mine to hit on all levels. So it looks like, I'm still not going to say it yet, but it looks like we're going to have a special guest in about a half hour. I don't want to count my blessings, but this is going to be epic. On his birthday, too, coming, and I don't want to say more any more than that, but this will be epic. So hip-hop is what first got me into all this stuff. And, you know, I want to, one of my favorite things to do would be to chill. I would love to sit there with V and Mike and just spend the night. I play the music that I like, you know what I'm saying? You guys play the music that you like, you know what I'm saying? We'll sit there, mash some L's, you know what I'm saying? Pound some beer, eat some Texas fried chicken. That's what I feel like doing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do. So I lined up a few smacks. The first one here is a brand new track. And, you know, people think that hip hop is all about depressed metrosexuals crying because they OD'd in their skinny jeans. But that's not the case. We still have some, so we're going to play some new, some old, some in between. But Mike, if you could play this first song, this song right here is Chris Webby featuring Locksmith and Apathy. Now, Apathy, I'll just say this, Apathy is the third guy to rock. Every single one of these guys completely kill it. And I need you guys to listen to the lyrics. Because even if you're a conservative here, that doesn't like hip-hop, I guarantee you when you listen to some of the stuff in the first, just listen to the lyrics of the song with no mind, guys. Oh, Apathy is the best, is one of the best lyricists of all time. In my opinion, best white rapper. But hey, either way, Mike, get to that song. This is called Burn. Chris Webby, Apathy, Locksmith.
Could spot a fire by watching the Spotifyers. They just press play on my shit and they start a fire. Ride till I die till there's no grooves left on the tires. Chilling at home like umpires while I write my next shit. Lay it down and flex it from the booth to the marketplace. Let the checks hit. Treating every song like an individual investment. Underground king of my coast. Eating shellfish with a bad bitch cause we all gon' die. So this life I got, I live right. You could all try, but can't outsmart me cause my intellectuals on the level of AI. I've learned by defeat, check the battle and scars. Bitch, most of you can't even step to half of my bars. Fucking pussy, run your mouth while you acting all hard. You probably wear your rubber gloves and face mask in a car. With your windows rolled up, trying not to get sick. But shit, I've been sick for years. My therapist told me if we wrote down all of my problems, it'd be a list so long. Even Santa Claus couldn't check this, let alone check it twice. Fuck naughty and nice. I'm so bad, having cola, my stocking's a way of life. Kerosene in one hand while the other got a light. Here up, then I'm calling it a night. Webby, yeah, we all gon' die. Live like the roof's on fire. And we yelling out, burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn. Yeah, yeah, we all gon' die. Live like the roof's on fire. And we yelling out, burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. Burn, motherfucker.
Fuck them, let them conspire. See, I can spot a liar by watching his spot expire. What? I can spit a verse and kill rappers with rapid fire. Rap deniers won't acknowledge my prowess, don't try to rout us. Route that I'm on based on songs, now who's the loudest? Allow me to explain my versatility origins. What? I came up with pimps and rebels fighting the war we in. Normally, I'm ignoring the silly rappers with corny hymns. I can smell the smoke cause my hood was a crematorium. This is like a memoriam for what I used to be. So when I light the match, you pussies better use your feet. All that's left is charred up bodies as far as you can see. If you can see, then I might show mercy, don't try to divert me. Fuck your politics and opinion, you just a minion. Everything you ever mentioned, you heard on a cable network. I carefully crafted the timeline and algorithm that's only feeding your bias. You don't believe me, just try it. Cause everything I built, see, I built from the ground up. Come around us like you've been sipping that Roundup. Killing off you weeds as I weave in between the sound. I'm astounded how you suckers keep bitching, like, how come? Douse you with accelerant, what you think is irrelevant. Beating around the bush cause you scared to address the elephant. Sitting in the room while I'm shitting inside your tomb. Somebody pass me a match, click. Boom.
Yeah, we all gon' die.
live like the roof's on fire. And we yelling out, burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn. Yeah, yeah, we all gon' die. Live like the roof's on fire. And we yelling out, burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn.
Pass me the flamethrower, matching the gas and it's game over. Molotov cocktails out of the Range Rover. Half of my brain smolder with rap, I'm a chain smoker. A dragon who take over, make crack from the baking soda. Gas stove veteran, chefing up the medicine. But never get the credit, I'm more Tesla than Edison. All about the Benjamins and what I can invest it in. After the dough, turning big bucks into venison. Replicate a devastator, place you on the ventilator. Dish you on the record and write your name in the metadata. Meditative state of an out-of-body experience. Light your buddy on fire, get buried inside. Siberian cemeteries are eerie when spirits started appearing in spots. I spit lyrics and raps you'll never hear again. Better give love or get sent to heaven above or get shredded, fed to the furnace like Freddy's sweater and glove.
Yeah, we all gon' die. Live like the roof's on fire. And we yelling out, burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn. Yeah, yeah, we all gon' die.
Yeah, y'all gon' die. Live like the roof's on fire. Yeah, guys, we're gonna live like the roof is on fire right now. Because it literally is. Mike, if you could leave it there, fade that out. I should have gave the warning. Yes, there's gonna be swears in this one, just like last night. We're gonna keep it real. We're gonna truly live up to the Red Pill hardcore. We're gonna be like the Canadians that take over a show every once in a while that will swear and say the most disgusting, terrible stuff ever. But
we should have gave that D12 intro like last night. You're gonna hear some F words. You're gonna hear some S words. As a matter of fact, that's the only stuff you're gonna hear tonight.
Yeah. So.
All right.
But it's also gonna be dope stuff too. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate RBN. I appreciate Mike. I appreciate V for doing this because this is really some dope stuff. I mean, like I said before, this song. You're conservative and you listen to that song and you heard. This guy, you probably wear your rubber gloves and your mask in the car with your windows rolled up, trying not to get sick. Then you probably heard this dude saying, you believe everything you were heard on a cable network. Killing you reads like Monsanto. You know what I'm saying? I'm rounding you guys up. Like, that is incredible. And the beat and the lyricism. I mean, it's just, that's a smack the doodle right there. It's a good track, yeah. You guys can't deny that. That's hip-hop right there.
Indeed it is. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
All right, so the next track we're going to go to, and guys, stay tuned. Maybe you're like, oh, I don't like this music, Will. Too bad. You're going to have to wait anyways because we're having an amazing guest in about 15 minutes on the pimp's birthday, the motherfucking birthday. But what's even more important than the birthday is going to be what we have for you. This is an awesome guest. So the next song right here is by Lupe Fiasco. Called American Terrorist. It should be a little easier for you guys to keep up with if you're not hip-hop fans because they're not rapping as quickly as the last one. Lupe Fiasco is one of the most intelligent people out there. He's revolutionary. He was out there with Occupy. And while all the hip-hop guys in 2008 and Jay-Z and P. Diddler, they were all, Obama, Obama, Obama. Well, Lupe Fiasco had to get dragged off stage because he was playing his song protesting Obama. And that's not this song, but you guys can look up the song called Words I Never Said by Lupe Fiasco. He starts off the track saying, I really think the war on terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just another reason for us to use up all our full clips. 9/11, Building 7. Did they really pull it? And he starts getting into everything right there. He just goes in. And he kept playing that song over and over and over again, protesting Obama until they had to kick him off stage. He's a real man. He's a real activist. And he's one of the smartest people. You guys got to just type into YouTube, Lupe, Words I Never Said. Just look up everything Lupe Fiasco has done. And then also type in, this is something you guys got to check out. If you type in Lupe lyric breakdown, he is so incredibly smart that he's using quadruple entendres, these plays on words, that they break it down for you in visual format. It's a really great idea to get high. This song right here is called American Terrorist, featuring Matthew Santos. Amazing, amazing track. Go ahead, Mikey.
Close your mind, close your eyes. with your car? How do you forgive the murderer of your father? The ink of a scholar is worth a thousand times more than the blood of a martyr. Terrorist. We came through the storm, nooses on our necks, and a smallpox blanket to keep us warm on a 747 on the Pentagon lawn. Wake up, the alarm clock is connected to a bomb. Anthrax lab on a West Virginia farm. Shorty ain't learned to walk, already heavily armed. Civilians and little children is especially harmed. Camouflage Taurus, Bibles and glorious Qurans. The books that take you to heaven and let you meet the Lord there have become misinterpreted reasons for warfare. Reread them with blind eyes, I guarantee you there's more there. Rich must be blind, cause they ain't see the poor. Need to open up a park, just close 10 schools, we don't need them. Can you please call the fire department? They down here marching for freedom. Burn down ATVs, turn ATVs on, the teacher let me move. Not cause things the same, because we lack the same color. And that's gray, now that's May. Can't burn his cross, cause he can't afford the gasoline. Now if a Muslim woman strapped with a bomb on the bus, with the seconds running, give you the jitters. Just imagine an American-based Christian organization planning the poison water supplies to bring the second coming quicker. Nigga, they ain't living properly. Break them off with a little democracy. Turn their whole culture to a mockery. Give them Coca-Cola for their property. Give them guns, get them young, give them fun. But if they ain't giving it up, then they ain't getting none. And don't give them all, now, man, just give them some. It's the paper, some of these cops must be Al-Qaeda, nigga,
The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live.
Red man, fool, black man, nigga. Give yellow man tool, make him railroad pillar. Also give him pen, make him pull gold from river. Give black man crap, Glock and dings. Give red man craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back. Don't give the black man fool, give the red man liquor. Red man, fool, black man, nigga. Give yellow man tool, make him railroad villa. Also give them pan, make them pull gold from river. Give black man crap, blocks and ting. Give the red man craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back.
That was Lupe Fiasco, American Terrorist, talking about where's the Pentagon on this, where's the 747 on that Pentagon lawn, anthrax lab in a West Virginia farm. Craziness, man. That's hip hop right there. That's real hip hop. That's what they try to keep from you. That's what they try to persuade you from listening from. That's what they never play on the radio. I don't know if we got time for one more track before we got our guest, or how you want to do this, V, or if you want to, what you want to do, but be their player. Well,
yeah. I mean, we can keep it going. You're in control right now.
All right, word. So until this song comes on, we're in control. Now, this is Dead Prez. This is somebody they'll never let on the radio. The song is called Turn Off Your Radio. And I advise you to do that every other single time, except when you're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. Dead Prez, Turn Off Your Radio. Approximately 50
years ago, under the direction of President Harry
Truman. Actually, it's not. This is Cannabis Channel Zero. Yep, even better. So I forgot I put that in the chat. This is Cannabis Channel Zero.
Approximately 50 years ago, under the direction of President Harry Truman and in the interest of national security, a group of 12 top military scientific personnel were established. This group's primary objective was to desensitize us to the truth and to suppress the material evidence that our planet is being visited by a group of extraterrestrial biological entities called the Greys.
Tune in to Channel Zero. Tune in to Channel Zero. Tune in to Channel Zero.
Yo, sometimes the road to the truth is so elusive, it's confusing, and reality becomes illusion. If I showed the masses where we was at and where we was going, I'd shatter the social balance of the world as we know it. I'm talking about the grand deception of 1947, when our souls were sold to the heavens for technologically advanced weapons, crystal enhanced brain implants and mind control methods. MJ-12 is not majestic, and the focal point of our problems on this planet are not domestic. You can accept it or be stupid and be a skeptic and fail to recognize the secret society's death. 97% of our presidents were masons, responsible for laundering trillions of dollars from the nation for the construction of underground military installations, abductions and cattle mutilations, experiments on human patients to take place in several subterranean bases, 150 stories below a basement with knowledge of genetic information. You need to fear science, not Satan, cause through the manipulation of certain biological agents, they create strange creations, top secret special operations, low frequency sounds and lasers. People like Carl Sagan that didn't believe in the Drake equation were trying to keep Western civilization on a need-to-know basis. Well, you need to know that this is a game and we're being portrayed and played in the worst
tune
way.
Tune in to Channel Zero. 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 Tune in to Channel Zero.
Yo, the holy script from Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man in our image under our likeness. First of all, who's they? You see, if God was truly a single entity, that's not what he would say. We, as the Elohim, gods and goddesses, possess a marvelously monstrous subconscious, life forms to speak in very high-pitched sounds and squeaks, short staccato clicks and beeps, a highly advanced form of speech. Even though to us it seems like they only chatter in their teeth, they used to swim deep in the oceans beneath, till their fins transformed into limbs and they started to creep. Then they evolved into mammals with feet and walked right from the shorelines onto the beach. They use gravity, cause it's actually the only force around that could slow time and the speed of light down. The energy grid network opened the gateway from Earth to any point in the universe. Living organisms in various geomagnetic gravitational anomaly areas. Space expedition teams in the lunar regions reported seeing scissor pyramids and tetrahedrons. Liquid filled shoes is what they use to walk across the moon without leaving a clue of where they've been for the past 23 billion years. Before life on the surface even appeared, I hope you become aware what I'm spitting in your ear was intended to stimulate your left brain's hemisphere. I know it sounds weird, all these motherfucking answers and questions to the grand deception.
Tune in to Channel Zero. 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 Tune in to Channel Zero.
So that's Cannabis. Tune in to Channel Zero. Off his first album. And I was talking about Cannabis last night, how after his first album, like, people say, oh, Wyclef produced it. That's why Cannabis didn't blow up. Oh, people say, oh.
Oh, that's garbage.
People say, oh, no, it's his battle with LL. That's why he didn't blow up. No, it's that song. And then after that, his second album, he jumped on Hot 97, the biggest hip-hop radio station in the history of the world with DJ Clue. And he started to bust 50 bars of hardcore rap. And he started out by saying, because DJ Clue used to run a show, Monday Night Mixtape. And he said, make sure your Monday night mixtapes are taping. Illuminati controls the airwaves like Freemasons. And that should just give you a hint. And in that song, he said, 97% of our presidents were Masons, responsible for laundering trillions of dollars from the nation. And he's talking about all this stuff. This is in 97, 98, well before Giorgio Tsoukalos and ancient, all that alien stuff. So that this dude had a profound effect on me, for sure.
What I like about it, you know, of course he's talking about the mind control, and he's talking about the control system altogether, and the whole, and you know, the whole aspect of, you know, turning off your radio and stuff like that. I mean, people need to stop listening to the mainstream garbage. You need to pay attention to the revolutionaries of the day. Doesn't matter what era, you know, what time in humanity, what era. If there's somebody speaking out against the system, there's probably something wrong with the system. And you need to stop, look, listen, pay attention. And if it's something that you relate to, join the movement. We all got to make life better for each other. The system is never going to be perfect, especially when we have these psychopaths trying to run things. So we, the people, the only way we're going to evolve as a civilization is to cut out these psychopaths from ever getting positions of power. It's a cancer of humanity. And the weak cells and the body accept these cancers, and it grows. The weak cells in the body are the people who just blindly go with what the establishment says. And that's a weak immune system. Okay? We got to fight off this cancer. And the song actually kind of reminds me of one of my favorite Mudvayne songs, Turn Off Your Radio, Turn Off Your TV. They talk about, government satellites mind controlling people, stuff like that. Is so, it's so revealing. We might play that one day, maybe tomorrow or something. But yeah, right on, Will.
Yeah, Noe coming up to a new break too, and we got other songs. Who knows? We might have our guest here. We'll see what's going on. But yeah, Cannabis got a new album coming out in a few days with MF Doom, DMX, and a lot of people. So I'll be looking forward to that.
All the greats who have died from the vaccines. Oh wow! I can't wait to hear that. Twisted on up, DP's giving a fuck, RBG'd up and some gangster chunks. Throw your fists up, homie, if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work, we rolling dirty with it, fully dedicated. So real that the radio and never play it, but that's cool, the enemy's supposed to hate it. Freedom ain't gonna come till we regulate it. That's why I'm in the dojo, not just for the video. Really though, we really got beef with the popo. Never know when they gonna put you in a chokehold. This is for you new niggas holding for the radio. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. People's radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on is like putting on the blindfold.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I hit things, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Hi, ho, the merry-o, that's the only way to go. I want the world to know, nothing ever worries me. I got to
swing, so I
but I stole yours.
Anyone think that's me, but you can see, there are no things on me.
Like they did in the South. Dead with your in your mouth. Now what this is about? Was niggas sleeping. Like I won't slip in your house.
Come on
and put my in your till you get home. a lamp like a party of couch. Dad, sit on me. That's when I'ma squeeze 50 pretty swiftly. Till them coppers come and get me. Trying to tell this coward this is real. Acting like I can't get through that Sloman shit. I'm a veteran. I take levers and firms. Safe cracker. Move from New York to Jersey. Still send kites with birds. Nothing's heard. Feds want to tap my words. Take vehicles off curves. Tools off her. Jewels off all you nerds. You swerve. I slurs with all y'all riches. Coming to jump. Blind all y'all bitches. Give respect. Cause respect is due. Keep frontin'. And I'ma put the tech to you.
Dame espacio,
por favor.
Dame espacio,
por favor.
Dame espacio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to hook this stuff up for you guys. You have to forgive me. I was not planning.
You have to forgive me too. You have to forgive me. So I have to introduce our next guest. This guy has.
Whoa! Would you take it over my show, brother?
Okay. But hey, look, keep chat. All right, go ahead.
Listen, we got drama. When we got all these revolutionists up in here, you know, we all want to usurp each other up in here. But you know, it's all cool. We all family. Come on now. I'll say this right now. We have a very special guest that has been on the show quite a few times. You know, especially because he's always doing things. We had him on the show even when he was running for president. But, you know, it's hard to get a guy like this on the show, especially when he's involved in great things. And I'll let Will take over from there. How about we just share it?
Well, I just remember the good old days when Chris Don was Chris Don, and now he's like, hey, Will, I really have to give you some free swag, but I got a big appointment with the BBC, and I don't know if I'll be able to fit you small-time losers in. I got to get my makeup all set up. But no, in all seriousness, Chris Don T. Harris, happy birthday, pimp. And you guys know he's been making news for years and years and years and years. But now everybody wants to know who he is because of he got the Kyle Rittenhouse footage. He was testifying there. He was breaking news down. Man, we might get into that. But more importantly, we're going to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell because he's there. He's the only not control. I don't know. Maybe he's so famous. We've been trying to book him for a long time now. He was like, Will, just stop directly contacting me. Go to my manager. And we'll see if we can figure something out. So happy birthday, Chris Don. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Yeah, Will, I'm happy that you finally learned how to grow a beard. You look good in the beard. Just letting you know.
Thank you. This is a faux beard, and I'm trying it out. So
that's awesome. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's not intentional. I've been super busy, and I've been going on every program of just about anyone that has invited me on that isn't spewing heat. And by the time it's like 9 o'clock by where I'm at, I'm like famished and dead and ready for bed. But it was pretty interesting. It's really weird on how like all this attention that's coming my way. It doesn't really affect me. I really haven't allowed it to change who I am because I've been using these platforms, whether it's the BBC or CBS or any other network I've been on, to give them the truth. The truth is that they don't give you the full clip and the full story a lot of times. But the BBC has asked me on, even after I said that I don't believe Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist on BBC, and now they want me to back on and talk about the Glenn. Just so you know how they say her name in court, it's Glenn, like a dude. Glenn Maxwell. And I know some people tease.
Kirsten, it's your birthday. We'll spend a whole nother show celebrating you, but
whatever. I don't deserve that. I'm just a normal person.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a regular dude. He's awesome. I know Chris Don from behind the scenes. He's always there. Me and him have traveled together. He's a great dude. He's helped us helped me out of jams. All this amazing stuff. So, but cutting right to the chase here, let's talk about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial because, to my knowledge, you're the only alternative media. I'm sure there's a couple other alternative media, but I know you, and I'm a big fan of your work. What is going on? Okay, they call her Glenn. First of all, is she there? Is that her? Is she wearing a mask?
Yes.
Tell everybody what the hell is going on. Start from the beginning, because this is epic. This is important. This is something that you're not going to get anywhere else. I want you to go through everything here, Pam.
Yeah, hey guys, just ignore me. My camera. Of course, I'm being hacked. So I'm going to probably shift in and out of this thing because all of a sudden my camera does not want to work.
Funny enough, I never have these problems, and I'm on my phone. I'm switching back to my laptop now because for the first time ever since I've got this computer, it completely froze and shut down. So this is important information. You guys want to go support Kriston. We're going to tell you how to do that. Kriston, before you get into it, tell people how they can support you, especially on your birthday. But then go into detail. Take us chronologically with Jizzface Maxwell.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you guys want to support me, we are taking donations. A Kickstarter, like the reason why I'm out here is because a Milwaukee local started a Kickstarter and we raised money to send me out here. I said that if I could raise $1,200, I'd go out and cover it for a week. And it's turned into the opportunity that I can actually cover the whole trial. We've raised over $3,500 to keep me out here. And I thought that sounds like so much money, but I'm telling you,
in New York City, when you got to pay
$250 a night for $200 for a Motel 6, you know, that's
you're gonna pay $19
like.
For a bagel, $12 for a hot dog. It's crazy. So, guys, please support this guy. I mean,
the rundownlive.com.
We're starting to change things. I'm very happy that Kriston is doing this and showing that we are. I've been talking about you the last couple of days, bro. I can see you, V. I love your – V's got even more electronics going on there, looking very festive. So, guys – Kriston, sorry for interrupting you, but we need to support Kriston because that's not enough money, quite frankly. And we need for him to have money to go to the next thing because I'm not trusting Fox News and I'm not trusting MSNBC. How can we donate to you? And what is going on, folks, with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm here, is to get the truth out. But if you want to fund me, there's a Truth in Media GoFundMe started by a local Lisa Shermer. She's been a blessing. She's been 100% genuine and has done everything she says. She basically has kind of taken the role of managing me while I'm out here, just not so much to media, but just, you know, where I'm going, where I'm staying, all the back end stuff that I'd be stressing out about and figuring out. And, you know, for a week, I found somebody to put me up, and then I got another week that somebody could put me up. We're just working from activist to activist, and people that are out here, you know, that can't go and they want the truth are supporting me. There's more ways you can donate other than cash. You can do these things. You can share my articles. You can follow me on Facebook, The Rundown Live, or Kriston, KristanT Harris. You can find me and follow me on Facebook and share the articles. Go to our YouTube, follow The Rundown Live on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. That's just a basic form of activism. But if you work all day and you don't have the time to really do those things, you can donate. Check it out. Go to therundownlive.com. And there's an article on there called Local Starts GoFundMe to send The Rundown Live to Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And on there, you can donate via the Kickstarter. Or if you want to skip the Kickstarter altogether because you think it's narcissistic, there's Venmo and PayPal. And for the most part, most of the donations are going almost exclusively to covering this trial. But keep in mind, there's expenses I have accrued, and I use them to help offset those expenses as well as, you know, keep the lights on back at the Rundown Live office.
Okay, and hold on. Will is lightning fast. He's
that's
he's
what
so...
all the ladies say.
Well, I don't want to rob RBN and our show of the chance to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. We got a whole another hour to the show. I think we can split it half and half, but I don't want to rob us of the Kyle Rittenhouse juiciness that you've been giving to everybody else. I don't mind taking sloppy whatever.
No, you're right. We definitely should discuss Rittenhouse, even if you guys want to start with that, whatever. But we have to discuss Ghislaine Maxwell and death. But yeah, I'm gonna shut up now. I wanted to interrupt because I wanted to. If I was a little closer, I would give Kriston a little nuggie because I wanted to razz him a little bit for his birthday.
Bro,
and
right down the road, you can't get any closer. Get your butt in a car and come and hang out in New York. You're just like right around the corner here, like an hour or two away.
I'm gonna try to get down there this weekend. And actually, is the trial still gonna be going on Tuesday? Because
the trial's gonna probably go about 6 weeks. That's why I said that raising money is important.
Guess what, bitch? I'll see you next Tuesday. I'm gonna shut up.
I wanna know. We'll start from the beginning. How did you first get involved with this Rittenhouse case? I guess that's a simple question.
This is a pretty deep and moving story because for 3 years I stopped doing talk radio and being an activist, and basically I went into the workforce because I was in a relationship and the Rundown Live wasn't going to be able to provide what I needed to in order to sustain and have a future. And, the relationship, like many other, people have, didn't work out because someone was trying to change me and I was changing me and who I was to be in this relationship. And at some point I realized while I was at work and people kept coming to me, there was a guy who worked for Google and he was a big time exec. He's like, Chris Don here, the Rundown Live. And I said, yeah, he goes, I used to listen to you guys all the time. And it's weird to see how many people really listen to the Rundown Live or the American Intelligence Report, the two programs I put out over the years, and have talked to me while I was working. And it was like a constant reminder that I sold my soul to do something that I'm not supposed to be doing, and I was miserable. So out of all the things that you can blame the coronavirus for, you can also blame the coronavirus for making me successful because I got furloughed, and I had the ability every day to start doing the Rundown Live. I said I'm going to make this, I was making bad decisions in my life. They're good decisions, they're healthy decisions, but I wasn't doing what God intended me to do and why I'm on this planet. And that's to bring awareness and expose the truth where I can for as long as I'm here. I'm getting old here. I feel like it's my birthday. But, the first thing came up was Minneapolis. I told myself, I said to God, this is a very personal testimony. I said, God, all these people have been doing this for so many years and I've been working and I feel like I just keep hitting a wall, and I need something like to show that this is the way I'm supposed to do it. I not that I need a sign, but like, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, as I feel like, why haven't I had that big break? So, May comes along, and that's the burning down of the third precinct in Minneapolis. And you guys know I was on your show 2 days before saying I'm going to head to Minneapolis and cover things. And, I got out there and I had 20,000 watchers on my live stream, and I captivated some of the most true and interesting conversations and coverage. And Facebook actually at 20,000 viewers pulled the video, and they said that we didn't violate the policy, but they would not be reinstating it. It's the weirdest message. It was like a pop-up message that we saw. And they also they censored our account for 30 days and wouldn't allow me to stream afterwards. And the reason why is because I had video of people with guns shooting up, shooting matzo ball size bullet holes into the third precinct, these armed Antifa or protesters that wanted to burn down the third precinct there. And as well as I caught people that were riding motorcycles, setting buildings on fire like professionals. I had professionals, because what they do is they drive the vehicle, which would be a hooded pickup truck, and then they throw their crotch rocket back there, and then they drive to another location. They were strategically targeting these businesses, and I had the girl and a dude on camera that could make them identifiable, and they pulled the video completely. So it was neat to see that we had so many watchers. And then I covered 10 days of George Floyd protests in Milwaukee. It was a sign, but it still wasn't the opportunity to have that viral footage. So come around August.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you put any of that up on tlbtalk.com? Because footage would still be there if you did.
Well, that's why people need to go and sign up for tlbtalk.com, and your app is awesome. I check it, and there's so many social media platforms out there. It's a great platform. I'm on there. You guys can also follow me on TLB Talk. You guys should. It's a great platform, and it's growing. So, that's another reason why people should post on TLB Talk. But time went by, and I was doing the show. I started the Rundown Live again. I was doing shows periodically, and all of a sudden, I get a text after I was bartending, and I got a text, and it said, check this out. And this just happening now. And it was Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times by a, law enforcement officer. So within an hour or two of the shooting, I was down on scene with my camera. And that night was crazy volatile. They were jumping on squad cars, throwing bricks through squad cars. I captured a law enforcement officer getting knocked out by a brick. And it was and it was shared worldwide by all mainstream media. That's when I learned that they can steal from me. Even the president of the United States saw it. He referred to it when he visited Kenosha. That's the orange man there, Donald Trump, the Epstein Island guy. The real island boys, right? The real island boys are like Bill Gates and like Epstein and all these people that hang out there and were involved. And these names that are getting released in the Glenn Maxwell case. Anyways, back to this. So the viral footage, law enforcement officer got knocked out by a brick. It was on headlines all across the world. And the next night was Monday, and it wasn't very eventful until about 10 o'clock. There was people flew in from all over the United States, possibly the world, and all over Wisconsin to march from Milwaukee to Kenosha. And about 4,000 to 6,000 people, protesters and rioters, marched in, and they burned down almost $1 billion worth of damage in Kenosha. And that night, a video went viral of armed citizens protecting a gas station and preventing them from burning down the gas station. So the next day, which is the day of the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting, I saw a post on Facebook that there was a Kenosha guard being established to protect having local properties protected by armed citizens because law enforcement was only decided to protect federal buildings. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. So I decided
they're
to write an article.
Corporate masters, right?
Yeah.
They got to protect the corporate masters. They're not here to protect us. No.
They're there to do a job. So what I started to see is I thought it would be smart to write an article about this. Maybe it would deter people from going down there and burning things because there would be, you know, armed citizens. Some people might consider it an enabling article. And, you know, the media giant, Alex Jones InfoWars, picked it up. And it was published probably an hour or two before I went. I think it was a couple hours before I went down to the event. And I thought that since they're meeting down there at 8 o'clock, I tried to get video. I drove down there, and there was no one there. They weren't there. I didn't see them. So I thought it was like, you know, so many times before, there's all these fake, you know, armed citizen meetups to protect things. And that's what I kind of identified it as. So I started catching volatile video. Law enforcement was using Bearcats to barrel through protesters while protesters were throwing quarter sticks of dynamite, you know, cherry bombs and industrial grade fireworks and frozen water bottles. In fact, you know, when they talk about those old medieval movies where they're like the sun was blacked out by arrows, they literally threw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of water bottles. I wouldn't doubt that they're still using those same water bottles in the courthouse to this very day for water. But they're throwing them at law enforcement. The Bearcats are barreling through people, and one brave, peaceful protester was holding up a BLM sign while she, I think her name was Portia, while she was getting bombarded by tear gas, and even the protesters were trying to aim and throw stuff at her and hit her because they weren't really there for BLM. They were there for the chaos, the adrenaline junkies, you know.
Right.
So while going on, there was an interaction, and I saw at that time who was Ryan Balsh, getting into a debate and arguing with some guy, engaged Grosskreutz, split it up. He was trying to prevent people from, de-escalating the situation, I would call it. And so I went to Balch, I think his name is. Oh, we got commercial break coming on. We'll come back.
We have the top of the hour break here. We are going to come back. Your story is fascinating. I can't wait to hear the rest. Guys, stick around. We'll be right back.
Neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.